It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and today we are talking about Windom Area Schools. And with us, Superintendent Jamie Frank. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Steve?
It is a busy, busy season, isn't it?
It is busy at school. Feels good to be back and be in the routine of all kinds of learning.
And almost now we're, you know, athletically, we're kind of starting to make a shift from fall to winter sports. It's a little early yet, but all the postseason is going on right now.
That is true. We are wrapping up fall sports, and then we'll have a little break before winter sports begin.
It looks like we've got quite a bit to talk about today. Why don't we jump right in there? I want to start with the reunification drill. I don't know much about that, but it sounds really interesting.
Absolutely. So on October 7th, the students did not have school in the afternoon, and our staff members participated in a reunification drill.
And what does that mean?
Sure. So let's just think about this a minute. So if we had something happen at school and we had to evacuate the building, we have a plan for that. Okay, we have a plan to bus students to a different location, which is confidential, so we're not going to talk about the location. But students get bused to a safe, secure location, and then there's a plan to reunite students with their parents.
Okay.
So if some kind of tragedy happened at school and we had to get out of the building, whether it's a fire or a tornado or any other
heaven
kind
forbid,
of...
Heaven forbid something else.
Heaven forbid other things, yes. It's just really important for the community to know that we have a system and a plan that's very detail-oriented and very easy for staff to follow. We have an app that's called Crisis Go, and it accounts for every student. So the first thing teachers would do is when they evacuate buildings, they take attendance immediately, okay, through this app. Students and staff get on a bus. They go to their safe haven. They take attendance again. So we know exactly every student is
where
counted.
Everybody
every
is.
Yeah,
sure.
Every student is accounted for. During this time, we would be in constant communication with parents. Okay, parents would be directed as to where their children are, and then there's an entire system for them to be reunited with their child. So they would get directions. They would go to the safe haven. They would check in. There would be a parent waiting place. So they would wait there. The child, there would be a staff member that goes and gets the child. And then the parent and the child meet at a specific place. We check IDs. We are able to then release the child and the parent together, and they're able to go home. And so on October 7th, we practiced that entire drill. Not with students, of course, but we did have... like cards that represented students.
Okay.
So that our staff that are assigned different duties throughout the reunification process were able to truly play out that process and practice it. It went very, very well, and I'm really proud of our staff for being able to step into a different role and make sure that we have a solid process in place for reunification.
Are you comfortable? Ed, one of the questions that comes to my mind is it necessary? Would it be to the advantage of the school to do a mock with the students involved? Or is the way that it's set up, is it necessary?
Yeah, we did actually have a situation last April where we did have to evacuate the buildings. It turned out to be nothing at all, but we did go through this entire process with the middle and high school students, with real students and real parents.
Okay.
And the feedback that we received from that was very positive. It was very easy to follow, and everybody was reunited in a timely fashion. You know, when we arrived at the safe haven, I thought to myself, oh, man, this is going to take all afternoon.
Right.
You know, to get everybody reunited. But honestly, we were done in a couple of hours. The parents were wonderful to work with. The students did a great job, and our staff really fulfilled their roles when it came to that. So we know that it works. We tried it in an emergency in April, and so now just to practice it kind with staff again and make sure it's fresh.
Yeah,
fresh in everybody's mind was really our goal for that day.
Very good. It is unfortunate that that needs to be done, but it is very comforting to know that the school has it in place.
Yes, I would agree with that, and I just want the community to know that our process is solid, and we will keep everybody safe.
Very good. All right, moving on.
Yeah.
What else is on the list here? Speakers.
Yes. So last spring, I wrote a grant to REMIC and asked for some money so that we could bring in some speakers for anti-bullying. Okay. And so tomorrow, actually, we have Corey Greenwood coming. He's going to deliver an inspiring message to our high school students. He's going to teach youth how to rise above their circumstances. So, you know, we can either admire all the things that go wrong in our life, or we can say, you know what, I'm going to learn from this and I'm going to do better and I'm just going to be better. So that's going to be part of his message. He's also going to talk about respecting differences in others, as well as building confidence in youth and resiliency to handle adversity. Okay, sometimes we get into the mindset of, oh, poor me.
Right.
You know, but we need to flip that and just be resilient and rise above. Focus on solutions instead of admiring the problem. So that will be his focus, I guess, during his speech tomorrow with the student body. But the exciting part is that he's also going to speak to the community tomorrow. So that is set up for 6 o'clock in the Blue Gym tomorrow night, and everyone is welcome to attend.
Very good. And there's no charge for that. Everybody is welcome.
Everyone is welcome. There's no charge, and he is a really inspiring person to listen to, so I do encourage all to come.
Absolutely. Very good. Okay. Let's see. Let's talk about the AVID?
AVID.
What is that?
Yes. So Wyndham Schools has been exploring AVID for about 4 years now. AVID stands for Advancement via Individual Determination. So it's all about getting every student ready for their career or college by the time they exit our school system. Their choice, whether they want to enter the workforce or whether they want to go to college. But our job is to really make sure that they have the skills so that it can be a choice. So, you know, you can choose what you want to do. We have provided you with the education and the skills that you need to make it your choices in life.
Okay.
And so AVID starts in elementary and it goes all the way up through high school. It teaches kids to be engaged in their learning through collaboration strategies, through inquiry. So just being curious about their learning and asking questions and digging in. So in the elementary, there's all kinds of strategies that teachers use constantly to make sure the students are engaged and that they are leading conversations, and they're taking notes, and they're using their notes to study and anchor their learning. And as you go into the middle and high school, those same strategies carry through, and they just get more complex.
And now, this has been in place for a few years.
It has, but this is one of those initiatives that takes years to be fully implemented. So we started out by sending a couple administrators. I was one that went 4 or 5 years ago to the AVID Institute in Minneapolis. And then every summer, we've been sending a few more people.
Okay.
Now this past summer, we sent 14 teachers.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so now we're really gaining momentum because it's just a fantastic program with best practices embedded all the way through it. And the cool thing about AVID, too, is that you can use those strategies in any content area, whether it's reading or math or biology or chemistry. So our teachers are just getting really great at using AVID strategies and making sure the students are engaged in their learning.
Very good. Wow. So at this point then, staffing clear through K-12, enough of them have been through it to where early on there were just one or two grades.
Yes. Okay. So we were very strategic to make sure that we sent at least one person from each grade level to the AVID Institute training, because they collaborate a lot within grade levels, especially during the PLC meetings on Wednesdays. You know, students get out early and then teachers have collaboration time. And during that time, they're constantly talking about different strategies that they use to engage students in their learning. And, you know, sometimes, you know, teachers say, oh, you know, this, they tried a certain strategy and said that it worked really well, and other times it didn't work well. And so then colleagues, you know, can give advice, hey, did you try it this way or that way? And so it's really nice to have conversations around instruction and constantly improve our practices.
Just like everything else, education is constantly evolving.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Anything else we need to add today?
Let's see. We have upcoming events. So we have an e-learning day scheduled for November 7th. Now, remember, e-learning is a little bit different than distance learning.
Yes.
When I say distance learning, I'm sure the moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas out there cringe.
Yes. So it is not distant learning.
It is not. Distance learning is what we did during COVID, and it's where everybody was online and the teacher was doing live lessons. E-learning is different. E-learning is something that the state developed a few years back. So districts are allowed to have 5 e-learning days throughout the year. So an e-learning day would just include some assignments that teachers will give to students, and the students will complete those assignments at home, but there won't be live lessons, you know, online like there was for distance learning. The nice thing about e-learning days is that we can count those as full days. So the teachers will be doing professional development on November 7th. The students will be at home doing their e-learning work, and it counts as a student contact day.
Okay.
And then we use those, we build up 3 of them, is how our calendar is set up. So we build them up, and then when we have a snow day, we don't have to make up the snow day.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That's just smart. And I'm sure the kids kind of like it, too.
It's a nice change of pace now and then. Yeah, absolutely.
Very good.
And then lastly, I'd just like to mention that we have the Veterans Day program coming up on November 11th at 9:30. So Wyndham Schools pairs with the Wyndham Legion, and we go ahead and offer that program. And if you've never been to the Veterans Day program, please come. It's wonderful. Students participate by singing, and the Legion, you know, organizes a speaker and leads.
Are all the students involved? Are the whole student body either attends or performs or participates?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
The only students that maybe wouldn't participate are the high school students that are not in choir.
Okay.
That would maybe be the only thing. But otherwise, all of the elementary and all the middle school participate by singing throughout the program. So it's a really nice program. It's highly attended. It's something that the Legion and Wyndham Schools are really proud of. So.
Absolutely.
The public is welcome to attend.
And that's on the 11th.
11th at 9:30 in the Blue Gym.
Very good. Jamie, anything else we need to mention today?
That is all. Thank you for having me, Steve.
That is a lot. We appreciate you coming in, as always. With everything that's going on, we really appreciate you taking time out and keeping us all involved, informed. So.
Yes, you are so welcome.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.